So welcome to module 8. This is all about the discovery call. So what you just learned was specifically what you can do during the 10-minute call. It's going to be a quick call to really find out if they're a possible real prospect for you. And if so, then you want to find out really what's the next step for them. How are you going to work with them? So you need to go through this process. Again, as we mentioned, you can always skip steps, but you want to know what step is next, so you know what to drive them to. Okay, so that depends on where they are and how ready they are to take action. So the discovery call is usually anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes. I always tell my clients that after 30 minutes, because this is usually a free call, after 30 minutes, every minute after that, your credibility actually goes down, because you're giving this free time and you've already spent 10 minutes with them. And so you want to make sure to keep your credibility up. So it's got to stay short. If for any reason you do go over 30 minutes, you want to give them a reason. Wow, because I think you're really great, like we might work together and it seems like this could be a good fit, and so I want to spend extra time with you. Is that okay? All right, I just want to make sure this doesn't get super long, because you want to drive them to the next step, which is actually the paid strategy session, which Trevor's going to go over, where you get money for your time and still make sure to figure out whether or not they're a client. So, here's what you need to do during the session. I broke it down, the sales process, into 4 steps, so it's super easy, okay? When you get to the call, main thing you need to figure out, obviously you always want to build rapport and be in rapport. You probably are already in rapport after having the conversations with them so far. But you want to get to their real frustrations, concerns, and challenges. So this is the FCC. FCC stands for frustrations, concerns, and challenges. And really, this is all about digging into the pain, okay? And you started that process a little bit in the 10-minute call when you asked them what's stopping you or holding you back from getting what you want. But now's your chance to dig a little bit deeper. Of course, you only have 20, 30 minutes, so you're not gonna go crazy deep about it, but you wanna make sure there's some leverage to get them to take action. And simply, if you ask, what are your frustrations, concerns, and challenges when it comes to blank, let's say when it comes to your health, if you're a health coach, or when it comes to your financial situation, when you're a financial advisor, and you just fill in that blank. And then you do one of these. Zip it and listen. And of course, the keyword backtracking, you continue in this process, any type of sales process, you want to continue that, and that you learned in the 10-minute call. Awesome. So once you've done FCC, you want to transition into MW. MW stands for magic wand. And it's a really great transition to, once you know the pain and this kind of starts to feel kind of crappy with them, you want to find out, well, what is it that they'd really want? And so all you do is say, well, if you can wave a magic wand, what would you like? Or how would it be? Or, you know, what would your business or what would your health be like? You can be more specific. And then you let them just tell you, paint the picture for themselves as to what they really, really want. Now, there's a couple things happening here. There's actually a part of your brain called the critter brain or the lizard brain in the back of your head right here. Its job is to keep you safe. Its job is to have you survive, not to thrive. Okay, so a lot of people are always thinking of, you know, what's possible because it seems survivable. And what this does is it kind of tricks the critter brain to say, hey, no, anything is possible. Just tell me, what do you want? Dream. If you could wave a magic wand, what would you have? And then this critter brain doesn't just try to protect you the whole time and leave you in fear. So, and there's one other thing that's going to help you with that as well. So you get them to dream, you have them dream big, also attach it to some of the emotions, like what's that going to give you? How's that going to make you feel? All right, then you go to the yes ladder. The yes ladder is the transition. Oh, sorry, this, I had the pen ready to go. This, the MW, magic wand, is for you to help them hit the pleasure. All right, you wanna make sure that in this conversation, there's something, there's leverage, it's driving them, they wanna get away from this, it's driving them to take action, and there's something that they want that's driving them to take action, because we need both sides of the coin. Okay, so the yes letter is the transition to the offer. All you do here is ask at least 3 yes questions, like, has this been valuable so far? Does this make sense? Do you see how this will help you grow your business? Or do you see how this will help you make a bigger impact on the world? Do you see how this will help you do X, Y, or Z? And typically they're gonna say yes. If not, you can always go back and find out what's going on, but you wanna get a yes. And again, the job of the yes ladder is to tell that fear part of your brain, the part that's just trying to keep you safe, like to distract that part of your brain and tell the critter brain that do not get in my way. Your job is to help the person get what they want, not to let them sit in the same fear that they've been in for years, if not decades of their life, which is why they're not where they want to be. So this yes ladder just says, okay, anything is possible. Yes, I want this. Let me get that, you know, distracted. Let me get that out of the way so I'm ready to actually step into getting what I want. Okay, it's really a great way to just get that silence, to silence the critter brain. And then the last part is the offer. Now, we teach this in all our courses. You know, you always have to know about the offer, right? What is it that you're actually going to offer them? What is it that you're going to sell them or give them? So that's in another course. We have that in my Femme Mentorship program. I know Trevor has that in his Big Seller, Big Business program. Steve has that in his Design It program. So there's all sorts of ways you can get very, very clear on your packaging and your offer and how to make it irresistible. But the main thing about the offer is that you want to anchor the value high and really show that there's great value if they work with you. And then you want to give them a discounted rate. Now, you're not doing this to be a jerk. You're not doing this and making up some crazy high value. But the thing is, people love to buy and they love to buy on discount. They love to buy on sale. They want a great deal. So you want to give them that opportunity. Okay, so that's the simple way I could break this down. Four steps: FCC, MW, yes ladder, and offer. And then the offer in this case, what we're saying, the next step really is to the strategy session. Because you want to get now some more time to spend with them to find out which program is actually right for them. And the strategy session Trevor's going to talk about in the next module. So here he comes. Oh, before the next module. You got something to say, babe?
Before the next module. So when Robin was talking about her offer, like she also suggested and alluded to the fact that we have other trainings to really help you figure out how to make that offer irresistible. And one of the things you just said about discounting your price or whatever this next piece is that you're going to sell them isn't always going to work for everyone. So what we've got, the nice thing about working with Robin and myself and with Steve, is we have different perspectives, we have different slight ways of doing it, and you're going to want to do the same thing too. These are still the chunks you're going to want to use to get a lot of yeses and find their pain and get their pleasure. And yes, you want to make this offer irresistible, and a discount is one of them. But you can also add bonuses that they only get because if you can't, you're in a situation where you think it's going to sabotage your brand to offer a discount, which some of us are, just depends on where you are, then you can offer different things that make it enticing for them to buy now. That's the key, is getting it irresistible. So you don't always have to discount. You can go ahead and add bonuses, guarantees, all kinds of cool stuff to make it irresistible. So I want to throw that in.
No, that's great, because there's a lot of components to that. So I'm glad you added that. One other thing I want to share is that the next step, which we call the strategy session, doesn't really have to be a strategy session, whatever that, you know, Trevor will go over what that means. It could be an intermediary step. One of my clients I mentioned earlier, they're architects, and their thing was a design consult where they got paid some money for it. But what is important is that you get someone used to paying you a little bit of money, and little bit can be relative to whatever it is you're selling. But if they pay you something first, you basically train them, you pay me, you get value, pay me, you get value. And first you're giving a ton of value in advance, and then you start saying, okay, now you gotta pay me, you get some value. And it's the stepping stone. The stepping stone they need to get to the high ticket. So I would not take any sort of strategy session out of your process. You need that step, but it totally could be, you know, something different. It's just an intermediary step.
You could call
step
it a soul session. I know Steve was saying one of his clients has, like, they're very connected and spiritual, and they call it a soul session. I know that I have a book building session or a book strategy session. I know you have a business building session. So you can, different cute names, and we're going to give you some of these examples in the template so you can decide what you want to call your strategy session. This is key. Whether we use pain, pleasure, FCC, magic wand, this is our internal language to help you just understand it and have it as part of your chunks. If you don't like the word strategy session or discovery call, then rename it. Don't get caught up on the names. Find what we're giving you here that you can use, because what's the value of you just adding one client? Remember when, Robin, you spoke right at the beginning of this training, you said, you know, how many leads do you have and what's a client worth to you? Think if this just helped you get one more client, the value of this. hopefully this is for $1,000 or more. And maybe if you consider the lifetime value, this is a priceless piece to go ahead and understand how to do this to just get them to that next step, which we're going to cover on the next module.
Awesome. So thanks for sticking with us. And Trevor's going to take it away at a huge, awesome module called Strategy Session.
Yeah, you can't wait.
That's good stuff.
I know it.